lesson from Hebrews chapter 10. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. In Genesis, God tells us that he set the sun, moon, and stars for times and signs and seasons. On a Sunday, God began the creation of the world. On a Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. On a Sunday, the Holy Spirit descended from heaven, as we sang in that first hymn. Today, in September, we are at the autumnal equinox, the beginning of fall. Daytime is shorter, nighttime is longer. Light and darkness battle for power. Good and evil, angels and demons fight for control. We know that winter and darkness are coming. It reminds us that the day of judgment is also coming. And we must ask ourselves, are we ready to stand before God in that day? As a sinner, you cannot. God condemns your sin and mine. But through Jesus' blood shed on the cross, God sees you also as a holy and perfect saint, sinless, bright and shining, like Jesus in his transfiguration. And he has promised to prepare heaven for you. And so the writer of our text urges us to stand together in this difficult time in a kind of team spirit, holding fast, holding firm the confession of our hope. It is a powerful thing when people shout and cheer together, whether it's for their favorite team or if they sing together the songs of their favorite band. But when Christians pray together the Lord's Prayer or sing a hymn or confess together the creed, it is divinely powerful, because the content of those prayers and hymns and creeds is and refers to the very Word of God, Jesus our Savior. And so the texts encourage us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Keep coming and hearing this Word. 20 years from now, you might not remember your math class or your writing class, but you will remember gathering and singing and praying and hearing God's Word here in chapel with fellow believers. We come here each day to be forgiven, to be strengthened, to encourage one another, to remind one another that the fight against sin and darkness is not ours alone, but has been won for us by Jesus, and that the approaching day of judgment is not something to fear, but it is our entrance into heaven. So prepare for the winter, stand together, encourage each other, and know that the eternal springtime of heaven will come through Jesus who died and rose again, the first fruits of the new creation. Amen.
Thank you. governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you.